Chapter 47. They came in together, both wearing the little black sundress and the slingback heels. One of them carried a bottle of champagne. Even side by side, it was difficult to tell them apart. "You ladies hang around a house together in the same outfit?" Jesse said. "Actually," one of them said, "we do, sometimes. But when you called to say you were coming, we thought we might have some fun with you." Jesse nodded. "For instance, Robbie let you in, but I brought in the champagne."
"So you would be Becca," Jesse said.
"Yes," she said.
"How do you know?" Jesse said. They both laughed.
"Would you like to see what's next?" Robbie said.
"Sure," Jesse said.
Robbie turned away from Becca. Becca unzipped the dress in the back. Then Robbie unzipped Becca, and they both turned toward Jesse and simultaneously slid the sundresses down and stepped out of them. Neither twin was wearing anything under the sundress.
"Heavenly days," Jesse said.
They both smiled. It was like watching a well-rehearsed dance team. They even stood alike. They radiated sweetness. "Now," Robbie said, "we go in the bedroom. You undress and see if you can keep track of who's doing what to whom."
"Why would I want to?" Jesse said.
"It's part of the fun," Becca said.
Jesse sat and looked at them thoughtfully. They were gorgeous and identical. They moved in a little circle, and Jesse lost track again of who was whom.
"The Bang Bang Twins," Jesse said. They spoke in unison. "Don't say that." "We don't like that name," one of them said.
"How bizarre is this?" Jesse thought. "I'm interrogating two naked women." "You play this game with Petey?" Jesse said. It must be hard, he thought, to stand around naked in front of someone fully clothed and be interrogated.
"Jesse," one of them said, "you said this was a social call."
"Or Naco," Jesse said.
Again, they answered simultaneously. "Don't be ridiculous," they said.
"What's wrong with Naco?" Jesse said.
"He was a pig," one of them said.
The other one nodded vigorously. "How about Reggie?" Jesse said. "He a pig too?"
"No," they answered, and looked at each other and giggled. "Stop thinking about that stuff," one of the sisters said. "Let's play." "We could do it right here," the other sister said, "if you'd rather."
Jesse put his nearly full champagne glass on the coffee table and stood up. "It's an exciting offer," he said, "but rule number 3 in the Chief of Police manual says, no gangbangs." The twins stared at him as he walked out.